Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Hi guys, how are you? So listen, I know you guys saw the Xbox developer on Xbox developers direct. Listen. Number one, I will say this. I thought that the direct was really good. I thought that it delivered what to look forward to in 2024. So, I'm happy on that front. I know that there was a lot of concerns. Hell, I was even concerned. I know this is gonna sound hyperbolic. I know it is. But I'm gonna say it. Number one, if you do not own an Xbox Series console and or you don't own Game Pass, this year you better pick that up. I was left with the impression after seeing this, because they focused on five games: The Visions of Mana, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, Machine Gun, Indiana Jones, Aura, A History Untold, and Avowed. I was like, all of these first parties games are hopeful to come out this year. Tied in with third party. Y'all better go get y'all an Xbox console. You'd be an idiot not to have one. Damn, they hit it out the park. I can honestly say that I am glad that I have one of those guys. I mean, I have an Xbox. Xbox will be firing on all fucking cylinders this year. And remember, guys, y'all know my routine. I pushed it to 2025. But this is the year that Xbox is going to show you guys exactly what they're about. The first thing they showed off was, it was a vial. Now, they showed off some gameplay. Now, this game here, a lot of people have been saying, like, you know, they're looking at the mechanics and stuff like that. Maybe because even though they did show this in the past, I probably wasn't paying too much attention to it. I mean, I know of Avowed. I mean, I have, you know, circled back around. But when I saw this, I said, oh, this is a cute first-person game. You know, you got magic, you got weapons, you got guns. It's like it's the combat. They focused on that in this direct here. And I don't know. It kind of left me like, cause it was like he was fighting. Well, they usually it wasn't a lot of monsters on the screen when you was fighting them. But the only reason why I looked at this and thought to myself, okay, I'm not going to give it any dings, and this will also extend to the other games, is because it's on Game Pass. And the one thing that I wanted from Game Pass is studios that are working on games exclusively for their console. Number one, I thought it looked cute. For those who don't know, it's from Obsidian. It's an upcoming RPG game. You remember that game, The Outer Worlds? Yeah, it's going to go along in that vein. And not like, you know, the Fallout 70, Fallout Las Vegas. Which is the one of their best games out of that Fallout series. Everybody. Because this is a Bethesda game, but it's Obsidian. Everyone tends to like New Vegas. They circled around back with 4. This is Bethesda. They circled around back with 4. But yeah, you can customize your layout. In the trailer, they just pretty much focus on spell casting, sharpshooting, and mobile combat to tackle enemies with different specializations. Some are healers, and some are defensive focused. And like they said, some of them are incredibly challenging. And I think that's what it is. The mechanic is like, okay, you're going to have to be able to switch different styles in order to take down different animals. I mean, different monsters and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to it. I thought it looked cute. People were like, the characters and stuff like that, they look dead. I was like, what? I'm not looking at the characters and stuff like that. I'm walking into Avowed like thinking, okay, this is not a better Outer Worlds, but along the same lines of Outer Worlds. But that game is coming out a fall. Then what game did they want? Oh, Senua Hellblade. Let me tell y'all something. I can honestly tell y'all this. I didn't play the first one. I didn't. It's available on Game Pass right now. But I didn't play it. I also knew that it was, you know, critically acclaimed. Like, you know, I was like, okay, let's see it. And if it memory serves me right, wasn't that like a PlayStation game? It was on PlayStation 4, right? Well, now they have a release date, May 21st this year. Now, some things that was taken away, they were like, it's a shorter game. They seem to be focused on the mechanics and stuff like that, the story, this is, the first one was a very story-based game and whatnot. And come to find out, digitally, this game will only be available, like, you know, on May 21st. But, it looks stunning. I was more interested in the music and the sounds. And when I tell you guys, when you saw the gameplay of this, the lighting on this game is top notch. Like, you can tell that Ninja Theory really did put their love into this game, like they did the first one. And I don't think that, you know, this wasn't a, okay, let's phone this in. I think that they wanted to really step up from the first one. So much so that it got me wanting to, I actually downloaded the first one. And I'm looking forward to the music. I'm looking forward to the landscapes. And I got my Xbox, you know, Xbox got their own headphones and stuff like that. I can't wait to hear from the, I can't wait to hear it. I think that's where this game is gonna shine. It's going to be the audio visuals. I mean, there's going to be different formats of combat and whatnot. I mean, nothing over the top and stuff like that. But I think what's going to carry this game is, number one, the story. Number two, the audio and visual. And then, number three, which shouldn't be a distant third, but it is, it's the mechanics of this game. And again, because it's so short and it's day one on Game Pass, I'm like, okay, I'll give it a go. Then there was a surprise where they mentioned the Visions of Mana. Now, here's the thing. I know this game is coming everywhere, okay? When I say everywhere, I mean possibly the PC, PlayStation, and whatnot. But I didn't know that this game, they announced that this game will be launching on the Xbox first. Now, I didn't know that. Or maybe they did announce it, but I didn't. I read it because when I see anything with the Secret of Mana or anything like that, I always see it from a PlayStation Direct or a PlayStationist, you know, announcement. But yeah, it looks cute. I know I'm gonna play it. Is that they said this was gonna be day one on Game Pass? Cause I know it's gonna be on Xbox first, but I don't think it's going to be on Game Pass. Now, if they do seal that deal on Game Pass, I really wouldn't understand. Oh, that's coming on a PS4 as well? If it might just go regular. You know, this is a classic RPG. God, the first one on the Nintendo Super Nintendo. Damn. That was like, for 2D guys. Boy, the Super Nintendo era, the Square Enix was killing it. They had the Final Fantasy series. I discovered the Secret of Mana the same time that I was playing Final Fantasy 3, Secret of Mana, and then Chrono Cross. All of those are Square Enix games, mind you. And again, this is an RPG game. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, to see that that they were going over there to the Japanese market, right? I was pleasantly surprised to see that they were focused over there. And that's a good thing, because you know, next month, they're supposed to be pushing Final Fantasy Online. I might pick that up. I might pick that up on the Xbox. I don't know. Because the ones, the service that's on a PlayStation and on a PC, they're just too fucking full. It is too much of a hassle, and that's why I'm not playing on the PS5. But I'm going to try to get in on the Xbox one. And if I can, I'm going to give it a good month to see if it grabs me. But yeah, I'm glad that over there, they are, you know, catering to the Japanese market, and that way that they can, you know, bring some of their titles over to the Xbox console platform. So I'm happy to see that put down. Then they focus on Aura. Aura is nothing but like a Civ-like game. And stuff like that. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I didn't focus too much on it because I do own Civ 4 and I don't like Civ. I try to like it, I don't. So, there. That game is coming out in fall 24. Now, the meat of the potatoes. Machine Games unveiled their first look at Indiana Jones. The Great Circle. Now, when I saw this gameplay, my impression was, maybe I haven't played on Uncharted in a long time, but I can honestly say this, I'm thankful they didn't go in that realm. I'm thankful they didn't do it like that. There might be some similarities. I'm not that naive. That being said, I think that they distinguish themselves enough or apart from Uncharted. This game looks interesting. I like that they are focusing on puzzles. Yeah, it's the combat. You're going to be using a whip a lot, but you're also going to be using, it's like, you can have a gun, but I don't think they, because in the movie, she really didn't focus on a gun. It was all about that whip. But I think that the best thing that they focused on was exploration, locations, and puzzle solving. I think that's where this game is going to shine. Now, I like the speed of the game. I thought it was beautiful. We don't know when it's going to come out, but it is announced. Did they announce it? No, they announced it. It's definitely coming out this year. You guys can go look at the Direct. It's a good one. It's a good one. I said, look at Xbox. Someone done smacked them across their head and really did... you know, show them that, you know, you can stay in this goddamn conversation here. That was a solid Direct. A solid. That's easily a B. Easily a B. And I will circle back around to what I said earlier. I know for the PlayStation, I know they had Final Fantasy VII coming out. That's at the beginning of the year. In March, yeah? This is Xbox year. This is Xbox year. And y'all have to get, y'all have to give them to that. Give it to them for that. I'm not a huge Xbox fan, but I can say this. That direct ruffled a hell of a lot of PlayStation fanboys. It definitely got under a lot of PlayStation fanboys feathers, as it should, because they knocked that shit out the park. Now, The Last of Us Part 2 remastered for the PS5, that's out. People are talking about this Pokemon, not Pokemon, but Power World. When is this shit gonna be available? I think it's out now. Cause it's on the Xbox. I know it exists. I'm not buying it, nor am I playing it. And the reason why I'm not playing it is because it's not. If I want to play a Pokemon game, I'll just go on and play a Pokemon game. This is that game that has a Pokemon with weapons and shit like that. And I was like, because I'm not gonna play that. But right now, it's available for Game Pass. I don't know. What else did I'm just trying to see if there's any little Oh my God, Power World sells over 1 million copies in just 8 hours. I don't care. Y'all are enjoying that game. I'm happy that you are. Because honestly, for me, I am not playing no Pokemon game with no damn guns. Looks stupid. Why was Sony reportedly refunding The Last of Us PS4 owners who bought the PS5 versions for full price? What? You know what? Y'all stupid. Y'all are dumb. Not Sony, but the people who bought the goddamn game. You had the game! That's knowing what. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, Elder Scrolls Online next expansion. That new expansion is called Gold Road. There's a trailer out for it, and it's a little bit of developers. They're talking about it and whatnot. I didn't watch that. I I was... It, can you... Yeah. I might jump back up into it. If I can't get into the, what's that game called again? Final Fantasy Online. I will pick back, up on, Elder Scrolls Online. Because I thought that was a fun game. I think I made, like, 4 characters on that. And I know that's connected to Game Pass. Okay, guys. And I guess that's it. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. So, I know you guys are wondering why I didn't talk about the Golden Globes last week. Number one, I thought it was kind of bland. Excuse me, I thought it was kind of bland. Girl, hold on. Not to talk about, like, you know. The Critics' Choice Awards, right? Girl, did you see what they were feeding those people? Girl, they gave them people a salad in a box, pizza in a bag. But I tell, baby, if it's one thing those motherfucking elites gonna do, is they gonna find a way to cut the cost on some shit. When I tell you those motherfuckers really do believe in budgeting, girl, I'm going off on a tangent. It's because I thought that, I'm glad that the bear was severe. I mean, like, you know, was recognized with a lot of their actors and stuff like that, because that is a very, very good show. Like, from the first season, I saw it in its entirety. I also saw the second one, but like, I didn't pay attention to it when it first came out, and I caught it at the end. And what I tell you guys, that is a damn good series. I said to myself, I said, y'all really are hitting it out the park. So, in Succession, now here's the thing. I thought Pedro Pascal should have won over Kieran Culkin. And this is not to say that Kieran Culkin didn't bring it this year. I thought he did wonderfully. Because especially with that funeral scene where he asked, was his father in there? Oh my God, even thinking about that gets me teared up, because that was a really good performance. That being said, out of the 5 seasons, I thought the 4th was its strongest. I didn't care too much for the 5th one. And I honestly didn't like how it ended. I thought the 4th one was the best one. And Kieran played his ass off in that season as well. Like I said, it was a come and go situation for me. That's probably why I didn't, you know, expound on it, because I was kind of let down to the point that I almost was like, why the fuck did I not watch the Emmys? You never know. Let's talk about Stola Cat. Doja Cat. Okay, Doja Cat, this is according to NBC News. Doja Cat was allegedly physically and verbally abused by her older brother and singer's mother. The singer mother said in a petition seeking a restraining order. Deborah Sawyer, who is 62, her mother, asked the judge to include Doja Cat in a temporary restraining order against her son, Raymond Dalamini. She wrote in a petition Friday to the Superior Court that the 28-year-old singer, whose real name is Amalia, that's Doja Cat, has experienced physical harm such as her teeth being knocked out and bruises and lacerations. Scary. The representative for Doja Cat did not immediately respond to the request for a comment, you know, the day of the reporting and stuff like that. But the petition said that Raymond had destroyed and stolen property. I hope that she's okay. And we're not. Hopefully she's in a better space, and hope that she's getting the protection that she needs. Cause you know, like I said, you know how I feel about her. You know how I feel about her. I think that, y'all know, let's just hope she gets the care that she needs. Who I wanted to get on today is I wanted to get on Miss Halle Berry. We touched on it last week, guys. So, the pictures, the rollout, the pregnancy, the photos, and all this shit is now being revealed and stuff like that. She runs on social media talking about she missed her belly and whatnot. And she's getting conflicting, like, you know, responses and shit like that. And I'm gonna tell you why. Bitch, we don't give a fuck. We don't care. We don't give a fuck. You done sat there for 9 whole months gaslighting everyone, including your fucking fans. Go fuck off. If you didn't want no one to know your motherfucking stinking ass was pregnant, keep it pumping. Keep it pushing, girl. We don't need to know about your pregnancy and what you and all these pictures. We don't care. If you didn't have enough gumption to stand 10 toes down, and I know you would have been like harassed, girl, but bitch, you was harassed even when you denied it. If you would have stood 10 toes down in your pregnancy, then we would have went up for this shit. But the fact that you lied to us and gaslit us, girl, gone. I don't want to know what you're, I don't want to know. You have a healthy baby. You have a relationship with that man, with that kid. You have a kid with that man. Girl, go off and go do what you're doing. We moved on from you. We're moving on from you. Girl, check this shit out. Bitch, did y'all see The Color Purple? Do you know that you can stream The Color Purple, like buy it and stream it now? Here's the thing. I am not here to talk about, like, you know, to talk, like, you know, down to The Color Purple. I said this before. I think The Color Purple was a great movie. I don't think that it should have been in the theaters. I don't. Girl, this movie been out for 3 fucking weeks. And you are already able to stream it. They literally sent this goddamn movie out to die. To die. Now, the only reason why I'm gloating on its failure is because, you know what? Any motherfucking time I can shoot an arrow or jab motherfucking goddamn Oprah, I'm on it. I don't like that bitch. I think that a lot of the shit that Taraji was saying was true. I believe that a lot of it was true. I don't trust Oprah, and I think that, and it, I'm not naive, guys. It doesn't all fall on Oprah's shoulders, but because it's on Steven, it's on Tyler Perry. I don't even think Tyler Perry was a part of it, but you know what I mean. Steven Spielberg, what's his name again? Not Tyler Perry. It wasn't Tyler Perry. It was Quincy Jones. And that should have fell on their shoulders too. But the reason why it fell on Oprah is because Oprah was the one who was out there promoting that movie. And girl, that movie flopped hard. And all I gotta say is this. God don't like ugly. And he's not that fond of the pretty. He's not that fond of the pretty. I said all that to say this. The shit that was going on behind closed doors with that movie, it came out in the rinse. It wasn't going to come out in the wash, but it came out in the rinse. Give Taraji P. Henson her fucking flowers and give her her fucking money. Y'all gonna stop working with motherfucking Oprah. Anything that bitch put her motherfucking hands on, particularly when it comes to black people and shit like that, always fucked up. There are some exceptions. I'm also looking at you, Precious. But did you see how they tried to fuck with Monique on that? I'm telling y'all, I don't trust motherfucking Oprah. I don't. I think that that bitch is... I think that she is just, like, not good. I don't think that she's a good person. Hell, she's a fucking billionaire. Diddy. Girl, did he lose more ventures? Girl, lose Ciroc? Girl, and that's weird. And people was like, did he own that? He didn't own it. He has a huge stock in it, but he was the spokesman for it. Girl, they got rid of his ass. Girl, you know who's the one? Him and Jonathan Majors? Baby, when I tell you this is the year of their downfall, my God. But here's the thing. P. Diddy, I think that... I think a lot of people are leaving him in the dust because he... Again, I don't think that it was the... I don't think that it was... The settlement. I don't think it was the settlement. I think it was the turnaround. It's in less than 24 hours. In less than 24 hours, girl, you settled. I think that is what left the bad taste in those goddamn companies' mouth. I think it was just... I don't know. I wouldn't put it past P. Diddy. But, like I said, I think it was that. That goddamn, like, saying, we can't do business with you, girl. We can't do business with you, mama. But, he lost the rock, girl. And I'm sure there's more shit that he's going to lose too. God, the moment that motherfucker, he just became quote unquote he's valued as a billionaire literally a couple of years ago, if not last year. And I mean, they knocked that motherfucker off that damn thing fast. Fast. Girl, what happened? What happened? Hold on, guys. I was gonna talk about the Nas X video. Hold on. First of all, I thought the song was kind of a bop. And we talked about this last week. Girl, y'all need to shut up. Of course, this is all marketing. He came out, he just apologized because he felt like, you know, he went a little bit over the top. But he explained that it wasn't. Again, the reason why it pisses me off is by y'all own admission. Y'all want this young man to literally fail. Literally fail. So, why should he? Seriously, why should he? I thought the video was creative. A little low budget, but I thought it was creative. Y'all going around here telling this young person that they're going to hell and that, you know, this and that. Girl, fuck off. Let that person express themselves in the way they want to. We have seen this religious motif in several different artists. Again, Nas X, Diddy, what's his name again? Kanye West, girl, I was gonna call him Jesus. Kanye West. Lady Gaga. Girl, let this person do what they want to do. If you don't like it, you cannot watch the video. But the reason why y'all watching that video is because it's kind of cute. And the reason why y'all hate on that video is because y'all know all too fucking well that y'all are mad that Lil Nas X, a gay black man in the rap world, is kind of successful. I'm not taking away from Saucy Santana, but who would, you know. But y'all hate that they're kind of successful. And it's okay. It's all right, girl. I thought the song was cute. Is it on my playlist? No. Because I could take it and leave it. I'm not going to talk too long on this shit. But I'm also looking at, I was watching these fucking interviews, right? Pierce Morgan, stinking booty ass, still going on this motherfucking goddamn tour, I Hate Megan tour. But I want to talk about, like, you know, the narrative that is being pushed by, the upcoming election. A lot of people are coming for Biden. A lot of people are coming for Biden, talking about, like, you know, Trump. I was shocked. Genuinely shocked. genuinely shocked that Trump won Iowa. I was shocked. That man didn't do no, he did a town hall. He never was on the debate. I know I'm jumping. Okay, so it's clearly going to be Trump and Biden again. A lot of people are being critical, and they should be, of Biden. But I find it confusing because I'm like, are you guys looking at the other side? Had you guys watched Project 2025? You do know what they're coming to do, right? They're coming to take shit. They're coming to fuck it all up. I don't like this narrative that a lot of people are pushing in regards to Biden isn't doing enough. Biden is not doing a lot of shit. I understand. Biden is a fuck up. But I'm not naive to what the fuck the other side is pushing. It's the same thing like I was saying about Boris Johnson. Like, Boris Johnson is an asshole. And Boris Johnson only cares about himself. He's the xenophobe. He is all the bad shit. I can't understand how the fuck you vote for that. I can't get it. I don't understand it. Eric Adams, out of all of that shit, this is back in the States, New York mayor. It's like, y'all did all that shit. You marched. This man, Eric Garner, died at the hands of cops. And y'all vote in a fucking cop? Go fuck off. Listen. Piers Morgan went on the Breakfast Club. He was talking to Charlamagne the God and all of them and whatnot. And I'm just confused as to why they keep on saying, like, being overly critical of Biden. And it's almost like, yeah, Biden has a lot of shortcomings, but, you know, Trump is just a little bit like, you know, this man, he's silly. Trump is telling you lot that he wants to be a dictator. He's telling you lot that when he get in, that he's going to fuck up a lot of people that was... Have y'all lost y'all faith in America so bad that you would say, I would rather see this country burn in hell than to give it to not stand up and stand beside it. Trump literally means the end of democracy. I understand that y'all are in, you know, inflation is fucking with everybody across the world. I understand that there are some billionaires. They want this from y'all. They want this. They want y'all to be disheartened. They really do. And you are allowing them to win. My suggestion to y'all is this. Don't let them win. Seriously, do not let these people win. Y'all got to stop thinking about all what all what, I'm not thinking about all the one Biden didn't do. I'm thinking about all what the fuck it is that Trump wants to do. So when I said, when I was looking at these interviews, I'm like, I'm clearly dumbfounded by it all. Again, I still can't believe Boris. I still can't believe that shit. Oh, well, I feel like I went on too long. I don't mean to give you guys like dead space. Oh, Alec Baldwin. They still have. You know what? Just arrest that man. They indicted him for that manslaughter charge regarding that deadly shooting on the set of Rust 2021. Just give that man Don't torture him like that, guys. Either you're going to do it or not. Just, you know. If you're going to arrest him, arrest him. Sports Illustrated now, guys. Sports Illustrated. You know they're getting rid of that? Got choked out by special interests. A major company. The entire staff of Sports Illustrated will be fired. So it appears that they're done. Girl. But then again, though, like I said, you know, you have the internet. Just make it digital. But then again, that you still need staff. I think it's just done. I think it's done. I think that, we fought together. This is their press release. We have fought together as a union to maintain standards of this story publication that we love and to make sure that our workers are treated fairly for the value they bring to this company. It's a fight we will continue. Early today, the workers of Sports Illustrated were notified that the Arena Group is planning to lay off a significant number, possibly all, of the guild representatives. Represented workers at Sports Illustrated as a result of Authentic Board Group revoking Arena's license to publish Sports Illustrated. This is another difficult day and what has been a difficult 4 years for Sports Illustrated under the Arena Group. We're calling on ABG to ensure the continued publications of Sports Illustrated and allow it to serve our audience in a way it has for nearly 70 years. Girl, they've been a cut corners. This is shit that's confusing to me about all this shit. Y'all be buying up these goddamn companies only to lay motherfuckers off talking about cutting costs. Again, I said it about motherfucking goddamn, these awards shit. All these motherfucking elites will do everything in their motherfucking power to cut the corners. And to budget and to make the girl. Y'all, just don't subscribe. Stop. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. You got SportsCenter. Go there. Okay, guys, and that looks like that's the end of this topic here on Pop Culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.